T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Parenting can be difficult, and you can make it even tougher on yourself if you set too many goals and you worry about too many fine details.
It's really hard. I found out for me, it's really hard.
Do I just parent our kids?
No, my own. I was a kid because I don't have kids.
Well, we had an interesting conversation with Heidi on the show earlier, and she admitted that she did not teach her daughter to clean up after herself as much as she would have liked to.
Yes.
But now her daughter has grown up to be a perfectly responsible adult and cleans up after herself.
Right.
Which makes you wonder if you really needed to do all those things that you thought you did.
I think you harp away at them. They pretend like they don't hear a thing you say. And then down the road as they grow, they repeat things back to you. And you're like, oh, they were listening.
But I think it's also the individual, mm-hmm. because your parents, from what my understanding, didn't. You'd have to clean up after yourself.
No,
you?
I didn't.
And you still don't.
Yeah.
So it can go either way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got to want to step up and be that good parent.
But my brother lived in the same house, was allowed to keep his room a total mess and wreck too, and he keeps his house spotless.
That's cool. But
so it's the individual in a lot of cases.
Yeah. And I think they have those personality tests and they determine what kind of person that you are. And maybe you just are a clean freak. Or you are like a type 1 or A personality where you do want to keep it all organized. And so you guys are looking
like, what are you saying here?
It doesn't take a test to figure out if your house is a mess or if you're organized or not.
No, I'm just saying that as you grow up, like I didn't do certain things as a teenager, but now I'm meticulous with certain aspects of my life. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't my mom beating it over my head.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, she taught you, you know, kind of like the right from wrong way to do things, and you determined that maybe it is better to be organized.
But then
home.
You might have his brother who didn't do that.
Right.
So that makes it kind of the individual.
So there's two of us, like me and my one brother, we're just alike. And then my other brother is not anything like us.
And I also look to the spouse.
He's like my dad.
If the spouse is really neat and tidy, that's going to rub off on the other
person. I think there's genetics involved, too, because they could get it from the spouse that way. But what makes it so tough is we all treat some of these things like they are so critical. Parents have this list of things they consider to be wins, like whether they got their kid to eat their vegetables that night at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really stress over that too much. Okay. I'm like, if they eat them, they eat them. If they don't, we're not going to turn it into a nightmare of epic proportions at our dinner table.
How often do you serve vegetables to them?
Oh, every night. My wife cooks.
Do you really?
She does, yeah.
I thought you said they used to eat chicken nuggets every night.
Well, they do. I didn't say we didn't serve them to them.
Okay, they don't eat vegetables, though.
Not very often.
Okay. Because I was going on by how you've been parenting them at the dinner table.
Oh, well, I'm one of the people she has to parent.
No, okay.
She's like trying to get me to eat the vegetables, too. And I'm like, I'm with them. I don't want to.
Okay.
Another example is keeping your child quiet and occupied at the grocery store. That's a parenting win for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Getting your child to finish a meal without whining, whatever that means.
Well,
shut your mouth and eat.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to eat this broccoli. Come on. Do I have to?
See, I think that's much easier just to be like, oh, okay, well, you don't have to.
Or you can just say one bite of broccoli.
That was the deal around my house. Yeah. You had to taste it at least.
We do that a lot. We'll be like, you got to take one
just
bite for me.
Bite.
I'm curious, though, because this is going to help us out, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Does Lauren eat broccoli now?
Yes.
Did she like it when she was a little girl?
I don't know if she liked it, but she ate it. because I was, you know, I fixed a lot of vegetables.
What kid likes broccoli?
Cheese covered broccoli.
I don't
broccoli.
Think any, yeah. but I love it now. Yeah. Still I'll covered in cheese.
Yeah, only if it's covered in cheese. Though.
Oh, I like it baked.
Okay, getting your child to finish their homework is a parenting win.
That is a win. There's nothing like after that last bit of homework's done, you can kick back and relax. Because my personality type is I can't relax until they get the homework done.
Wow.
See, you don't have to worry about that because your wife does most of the homework.
She does a lot. I help, though. I help my daughter with spelling. I'll do the list for her, and I make it into, like, she gives me the 15 spelling words, and I make it into a story.
Oh.
Usually about her ferrets.
Oh.
It's cute.
That's just one time you've done that.
I help her. I don't help her with math because we just butt heads. I don't have patience for her with math.
Because Common Core? Or
yeah, I think so. And then I can help my son with a lot of things.
But there's nothing like that feeling when the homework's done, we can relax for the rest of the night, right?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example of what I just did last night.
Yeah.
My son has to read a book, and I went on and signed up for Audible for him.
Don't know what that means.
That's so...
Audible, so he gets read the book instead of having to read the book himself.
Yeah, he doesn't like to read. So now he's reading the book without having to read.
He's listening to the book.
Life is about doing some things that you don't necessarily like to do.
Hey, I didn't want to sign him up, but I did.
Well, you accomplish those things, and then you can say, hey, I did it. I read this book all by myself.
I know what you mean, honey. I get up every morning, and I come in here, and when I leave, I'm like, I'm glad I got up and went to work today.
Are you really?
Sometimes you have to do the things you don't want to do.
Oh.
Don't you wish there's an audio version of us?
No, I don't like to listen. I want to watch a movie. Wow. I'm not a reader or a listener.
There is an audio version of us.
Oh, it's a podcast, right?
No, there's one happening right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
that's true. Yeah.
This time, I was at the dumb one.
Yeah, no. I got Kato on that one.
I'm embarrassed for me.
You know what? This is a proud parenting moment we feel.
Oh, yeah.
I got him.
You did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.